Random House Audio presents Sweeping Up Glass by Carolyn Wall. Read for you by Lorna Raver. Chapter 1. The long howl of a wolf rolls over me like a toothache. Higher up, shots ring out, the echoes stretching away till they're not quite heard, but more remembered. There's nobody on this strip of mountain now but me and Ida and my grandson, Willem. While I love the boy more than life, Ida's a hole in another sock. She lives in the tar paper shack in back of our place, and in spite of this being the coldest winter recorded in Kentucky, she's standing out there now, wrapped in a blanket, quoting scripture and swearing like a lumberjack. Her white hair's ratted up like a wild woman's. I'm Ida's child. That makes her my ma'am, and my pap was Tate Harker. I wish he were here instead of buried by the outhouse. Whoever's shooting the wolves is trespassing. I'll be out with the boy for a while, I tell Ida. I've brought her a boiled egg, bread and butter, a wedge of apple wrapped in cloth, and a mug of hot tea. She follows me inside and sits on her cot. Ida's face is yellowed from years of smoke, her lips gone thin, and her neck is like a turkey's waddle. Although there's a clean nightgown folded on a crate by her bed, she hasn't gotten out of this one for almost 3 weeks. Pap once told me that when he first met Ida, she was pretty and full of fire. She rode her donkey all over creation, preaching streets of gold over the short road to hell.